The look of love is in your eyes, the look your heart can't disguise, the look of love, the same is so much more than just
Frank Abagnale.
弗兰克·阿巴内尔
Wanted poster 通缉布告 Apprehend 逮捕 Commit 犯罪 Sentence 刑期 Version 刑事
Eventually he was caught in France in 1969when an Air France attendant recognized his face from a wanted poster. When the French police apprehended him, all 26 of the countries in which he had committed fraud wanted him to be extradited. He first served prison time in Perpignan's House of Arrest in France, a one-year sentence that was reduced down to 6 months.where he'd nonetheless almost died. His stay in Perpignan left him fearful of spending more time in another version of the prison.
最终，一名法航的乘务员通过一张通缉布告认出了阿巴内尔，于是他于1969年在法国被捕。阿巴内尔共涉嫌在26个国家犯下欺诈罪，在被法国警方逮捕后，这些国家都要求引渡他。一开始他在法国的佩皮尼昂监狱，虽然刑期由一年减至了6个月，可他却差点死在狱中。在佩皮尼昂监狱的那段日子让阿巴内尔心有余悸，再也不想进其他形式的监狱了。Want 表示通缉的意思，比如说 The murderer is wanted by the police， 那名凶手已被警方通缉，通缉令就是 wanted poster。 如果我们说 The company wants a typist， 可不是通缉的意思了，而是表示招聘，也就是这个公司招一名打字员。 Apprehend 逮捕相当于 arrest， 比如说The police are anxious to apprehend a middle-aged man believed to be armed with a gun. 警察急于逮捕一名确信携有枪支的中年人。Commit, 犯错，一般都是表示犯错误才用这个词。比如说 ,commit a murder, 犯谋杀罪。Commit an error, 意思是做错事。Sentence,判决，我们就可以用这个词来表示。Capital sentence 意思是极刑、死刑，而无期徒刑则是说 life sentence。来看一个例子 ，He was sentenced to 10 years in prison。他被判入狱10年。 Dismiss 拒绝受理 Swindle 欺骗 Only to 不料到尽会 Revoke 作废 Deport 驱逐出境
Then he was extradited to Sweden where he was treated fairly well under the Swedish lawDuring the trial for forgery, his defense attorney almost had his case dismissed by arguing that he created the fake checks and not forged them. But his charges were reduced to swindling. He served 6 months in a Malmo prison, only to learn at the end of it he would be tried next in Italy, where prison standards were much like that of Perpignan. Later, a judge revoked his United States passport and deported him to the U.S. to prevent further extradition. He was sentenced to 12 years in a federal prison for multiple counts of forgery.
Tonight, 根据瑞典的法律，他的待遇倒是相当好。他因涉嫌伪造罪被起诉，可是他的辩护律师却辩称阿巴内尔只是有创造性的制造了假支票，并没有伪造支票。这一辩词差点就帮阿巴内尔脱了罪，不过阿巴内尔被指控的罪名还是因此从伪造罪减轻到了欺骗罪。接着他在马尔默监狱服了6个月的刑，好不容易熬完了，他却得知还要继续到意大利受审，而意大利的监狱条件和法国的佩皮尼昂差不多。后来一名法官吊销了阿巴内尔的美国护照，并将他驱逐到了美国境内，不允许再引渡。他因多项伪造罪名被判处在联邦监狱服刑12年。Dismiss 驳回控诉，但 dismiss 更常见的意思是让什么或谁离开，比如说 He was dismissed from the hospital a week later， 他一周之后出了院。另外队伍解散的时候，我们也可以用这个词 dismiss， 解散。 Swindle 骗取，与 cheat 的意义接近，比如She swindled $1,000 out of the Social Security. 她骗得了1000英镑社会保险金。Only two, 不料竟会，没想到会。这个词组通常都带有一种惊诧的语气。比如说 ,He reached the station exhausted and only to learn that the train has just left. 他累得精疲力尽，终于赶到了火车站。没想到火车却刚刚走了。Revoke， 撤销、吊销。比如说 ，The police revoked his driver's license。那警察吊销了他的驾驶执照。我们顺便来看几个和 revoke 词形比较接近的单词。Evoke 指唤起、引起。比如说 ，That old movie evoked memories of my childhood。那部旧电影唤起了我童年的记忆。再比如 provoke 意思是激怒、惹怒，比如 If you provoke the dog, he may bite you， 你如果激怒了这条狗，它可能会咬你。 deport 意思是驱逐。来看一个例子， Even if they didn't put her in jail, they would deport her， 即使他们不把她关入监狱，他们也会把他驱逐出境。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
Eventually, he was caught in France in 1969 when an Air France attendant recognized his face from a wanted poster. When the French police apprehended him,All 26 of the countries in which he had committed fraud wanted him to be extradited. He first served prison time in Perpignan's House of Arrest in France, a one-year sentence that was reduced down to 6 months, where he nonetheless almost died. His stay in Perpignan left him fearful of spending more timeIn another version of the prison. Then he was extradited to Sweden, where he was treated fairly well under the Swedish law. During the trial for forgery, his defense attorney almost had his case dismissed by arguing that he, created the fake checks and not forged them. But his charges were reduced to swindling. He served 6 months in a Malmo prison, only to learn at the end of it he would be tried next in Italy, where prison standards were much like that of Perpignan. Later, a judge revoked his United States passport and deported him to the U.S. to prevent further extradition. He was sentenced to 12 years in a federal prison for multiple counts of forgery.
I love you so.
今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。